want to turn now to dumpster diving. We know that people are forced to scavenge to find food because they can't afford it. And there are others who can afford it but can't stand seeing food go to waste.
Oh, here's the meat. No antibiotics ever. No added hormones ever. Free range. It's good meat.
All of these perfectly good eggs because one was cracked. Just threw them all away.
Mountain cheese from the German Alps. I eat much better out of the dumpster than I ever have before.
A little bit of an ew factor, but those are 20-something dumpster divers featured in the new documentary Dive, Living Off America's Waste. And there is a nationwide movement to cut down on food waste. Here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, we have Food for Free. Since 1981, they've been loading food from stores and restaurants into trucks and taking it to pantries. But filmmaker Jeremy Seifert and his friends found dumpsters in Los Angeles behind stores like Trader Joe's, Vons, Whole Foods, filled with food, which is why he started on a personal quest to get those stores to donate instead of tossing. The result is his film Dive. He joins us now from KPCC in Pasadena, California. Jeremy, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been eating trash for how many years?
About 4 years.
Yeah. What kinds of foods do you and your wife find and cook?
Okay, giant bags of all sorts of bread, every fruit or vegetable you can think of, eggs, organic free-range, whole chickens, ahi tuna, beef, anything you can think of, really.
Well, and that's the part that is actually a little unsettling to watch in the film, because some of that packaged meat that is so proudly displayed, you know, for your camera, looked a little gray. but you use this food to serve an entire baby shower, for instance. I want to hear from you about, you know, safety. But first, here's a pregnant wife of one of your friends at that shower.
We're not making a public announcement to everyone telling them exactly where their food came from. Just like we wouldn't tell them that we went to Vons or Ralph's to get their food. But I would say most of our friends are aware of the fact that we get all of our food in the dumpster. And they think it's pretty cool.
So, Jeremy, there you have people, they're throwing a baby shower, and they're not even telling the people that the food came from a dumpster. So start with food safety. How do you know, for instance, that meat in particular is safe?
We always check the meat and make sure the expiration date is the next day from when we're dumpster diving. And we feel it and make sure it's still cold, which means it was just pulled off the shelves. But you really do learn to trust your nose. And, you know, a little brown in meat is not a bad thing. And a lot of the perfect-looking meat comes from companies actually putting carbon monoxide and other chemicals underneath the cellophane to keep it looking fresh when it really isn't.
Right. Well, and so in another scene, you're doing reconnaissance in a store because you're going around and you're seeing how much meat in one store, let's say, is running out on its date to be eaten by, and then you know that that's going to end up in the dumpster, and there you are to receive it.
Exactly. I think I became a little bit crazy while I was making the film in particular, because I was dumpster diving more than I would have been, and I just became, I guess you could say, a little possessed.
You could say that. But remind us why, because you began learning more and more about food issues, how much is wasted. Give us some of the stats.
The going number right now is right around 96 billion pounds of food. And another way that a similar number was arrived at was by looking at the population and how much food we actually have in this country. And they determined that we have to throw away nearly half of the food because we can only eat so much as a population, but we have more food per capita than any country in the world. And one of the stats related to that is that 300 million barrels of oil and 25% of our fresh water is used on food that gets thrown away. So you can see the environmental implications of food waste as well.
Well, not only that, you begin asking more and more, as you become more and more possessed, why aren't we treating this as the jewel that it is? If we knew that something else took that much oil and water to grow, took up that much land, why aren't we treating it as something that should be coveted the way we used to? You go through the history of food in the U.S., and there was a time when you had to eat everything on your plate.
It was hard to arrive at a definitive answer for why is it that we are not valuing the earth and the products it produces. Why is it that we're also not valuing each other? I mean, close to 50 million people on food stamps now. I was just in Texas at Capital Area Food Bank, and they said that one in four children in Texas are at risk of hunger and on food stamps. while we are also throwing away 96 billion pounds of food. And part of it is because of our unprecedented wealth, and with that comes excess, and out of that comes waste.
And also, it's true that we're further and further away from the production of that food. Back to your dumpster diving, which becomes feverish. You and others, I mean, there's sort of a subculture that's doing this, have rules. Never take more than you need. First one there gets first dibs, but always share. Leave the dumpster cleaner than you found it. But you're also breaking the law. We see the police don't seem to care. They come up to one of your friends, tell him he's trespassing, but let him continue. And here's your friend Paul as he's saying goodbye to them.
Well, thanks, guys. We're heading out. Thank you.
It is technically trespassing, and it is against the law. That is where the conflict comes, is the conflict between what I believe is just and what is legal.
And he obviously believes that it's just, and so it shouldn't be illegal. What about you? Did you worry about that?
You know, I had the same philosophy as Paul, that justice trumps a bad law. So if you're willing to pay the consequence to break a bad law in order for, say, justice to be served, I think that's a good thing.
Well, it starts to get a little overwhelming, actually. It reminded me of the brooms in The Sorcerer's Apprentice, when they keep dividing and multiplying, and there's more and more brooms. I mean, you and your wife seem exhausted by all the food that you have. You have to buy a freezer. Actually, someone donates a freezer to you so you can start freezing some of the food. And, you know, you're only making a dent in how much thrown out food there is. So you start on this quest to get someone from Trader Joe's to speak with you. They are not at all interested in talking to you.
Right, and that was really surprising to me, because I didn't go in, you know, with cameras behind me saying, what's going on? I know that you're throwing away food in your dumpsters. I went in without a camera and said, I'm a citizen of Pasadena, and there are bare shelves in our food pantries, and I know that there's food being wasted, so can we talk about how this might be made right? And they wouldn't talk to me.
Well, and let's face it, you start harassing them. You send them tons of letters. And we should say, this is before you realize that there are organizations set up. One is called God Provides, that these stores do interact with. They do give food to these pantries. And that seems like it's even more perplexing to you, because then, you know, again, why is there so much food still in the dumpsters?
Yeah, and actually, while I was making the film, the dumpster diving really changed in Pasadena. And the reason was that God Provides made a stronger relationship with some of these Trader Joe's and began picking up the food 6 days a week. And that's exactly what should happen. You know, I want dumpsters to be empty and stomachs to be filled. I'm not advocating dumpster diving or trying to make dumpster diving better. There's a broken system, and we need to change something at a real fundamental systemic level.
We're speaking with Jeremy Seifert. His film is Dive, Living Off America's Waste. It's about his dumpster diving crusade, scavenging behind grocery stores, also feeding his family with other freegans. These are people who try to eat for free and not waste. But Jeremy, let's pick up where we left off. You did a lot of the scavenging behind Trader Joe's. You wanted them to donate more of their food than they threw out. But you found some individual stores did.
Yeah, I did find that Trader Joe's is doing better now than they were when I made the film. Mm. And what we are pushing for now with a store like Trader Joe's or Whole Foods is for them to adopt a corporate-wide policy to end food waste in all their stores, rather than what they do now is they leave it up to the individual store to make that decision. And there is a lot of food waste even if they give food, because some of it they deem inedible. And that food should not be carted off to the landfill to be buried and produce methane. So that food should be composted or gathered together and fed to pigs, as they do in parts of Japan and South Korea and other places.
Instead of, as you say, 40% of the grain grown going to feed animals, going to animal feed. But you've said a couple things there. First of all, in their defense, the stores will say they're worried. They feel a liability if this isn't good food. But you remind us of the Good Samaritan Food Donation Act. It was passed under then-President Bill Clinton, and it was supposed to protect people who donated food by cutting down on their liability. Now, some people you spoke with who collect food donations say that has helped.
Yeah, it has. And yet we do live in a very litigious society, And if someone were to get sick off a donated chicken that went from Vaughn's to a food pantry, you know, there's a good chance that they could bypass that law. But it's never happened. The Good Sam Act has never been challenged.
The Good Samaritan Food Donation Act. Well, and you also point to Albertsons. This is the Minnesota-based grocery chain. You say they have a program which should be replicated. Tell us about that program.
Yeah, it's a simple program. It's just a fresh rescue program over against what many stores do, is just give dented cans and boxes and their bread and pastries. And Albertsons has pioneered a fresh rescue program where they simply organize all of their fresh fruit, vegetables, dairy, and meat and set it aside and give it to food banks and food pantries in the area. And this is happening more and more, but more needs to happen.
You know, you mentioned, Jeremy, that you started to see changes, and it's funny, at the end of your film, someone kind of says, oh, thanks a lot, Jeremy Seibert, you know, because you got all this started, and now, you know, there's not as much food in the dumpsters, because they were enjoying dumpster diving. But on the other hand, you started to see it switch from, you know, 20-somethings to families and people who really needed food in around 2008, 2009. And we know this is when food prices really shot up. What did you see at dumpsters?
I saw the new face of poverty, the working poor. It might be the elderly couple down the street who can't now afford food because of their medical prices, or it's our neighbors who might drive a decent car and just barely able to pay their rent and can't afford food like they used to. So that really changed my perspective, knowing that this is more an issue of democracy than anything else, because we know we have the food, and yet we know that, for instance, 1 in 4 children in Texas are in need and on food stamps.
Well, according to the Department of Agriculture, 1 in 7 households in the U.S. are living with hunger or at risk of it. And the pictures in your film, I mean, it goes from this sort of 20-something political activist moment, you know, with your friends dumpster diving, to, you know, pictures of crowds swarming dumpsters, and they're no longer just, you know, 20-somethings. You end the film with the words, "Eat Trash, a Campaign to End Food Waste, a Time for Action." But at the same time, you have a disclaimer. It's something like, hey, for people into suing, this film is not intended to promote dumpster diving. The removal of any food from any waste container or dumpster diving, as it's referred to, is not recommended, strongly discouraged by the filmmakers. It may lead to potential arrest, serious injury, severe illness, even death. You know, it's mixed message. You know, call to action, eat trash, but don't do this.
Yeah, that was a lawyer friend of mine who said, you know, you might be inviting yourself to be sued by people who, you know, get excited and see this and then go jump in a dumpster and eat rancid meat that's been chewed on by a rat. So it's really not that I'm encouraging people to go out and dumpster dive and eat trash. I do think that when you do that, your perspective changes. And this is something that I've found in making this film, that many of us are asleep to, because most of us don't have to think about food in that way, because we haven't suffered from hunger.
Do you still dumpster dive?
Yeah, I guess I'm a casual dumpster diver now. I have 3 children and have to get up really early, and being out until 2 a.m. is more difficult now. But if I happen to be out at midnight and I'm driving home, yeah, I'll swing by a dumpster and peek my head in.
And you don't worry about your kids eating food from a dumpster?
No, I don't. In fact, my son Finn and my other son Scout know what it is. I took them dumpster diving actually on Christmas Eve this last year. We went to a nice Christmas Eve service, and then we went to the dumpster and pulled out a whole bunch of food and had a nice meal.
Well, as you say, you also practice food safety. And, you know, whether or not you get them from a dumpster or not, a really great tip about eggs: if you put them in a bowl of water and they don't sink to the bottom, don't eat them.
Exactly. And I learned all sorts of amazing things about food, because I was concerned, especially I was, you know, feeding my 2-year-old son, and my wife, Jen, at the time when I made the film, was pregnant with our son, Scout. So he was actually raised in the womb on dumpster food.
Jeremy Seifert, director of DIVE, Living Off America's Waste. We'll link you up to some information at hereandnow.org. Jeremy, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.